I've got a little Dalmatian dog that's like a couple blocks away from the fire department. And then by our big Central Park, we've got like a flag that has stripes kind of waving around with stars on the top of it. And a bubblegum machine. When we do the National Tom Sawyer Days, we do a Tomboy Sawyer. And part of the contest for the little girls is to blow a great big bubble. So I did a great big bubblegum machine for that one. So that's kind of cute, too. The next one that I'm doing is a paperboy. Hannibal has the oldest and longest-running newspaper since, like, 1838. So I'll do a paperboy for that one. Once I get at least 10 of them done, then I can make up a little brochure so that people can walk. And it'll give like a little paragraph, 20 words or something, that says exactly the meaning of that particular one.
When I first saw these pictures online of these fire hydrants, I was reminded of something that the city of Chicago had done a number of years back with painted cows.
Right, yeah, downtown. Isn't that cute?
And it just is something that you find people sort of drawn to for either a photo op or they're pulling out the camera on their phones. You know,
something cute for them to keep coming back to. When I was painting the American flag, I had a lady that lives here in town, and she said she wants to take a picture of her two kids next to that fire hydrant every year. So the fire hydrant's never going to change, but her kids will, so she can see the progression of the growth of her kids. And so I thought that was kind of cute. Up until the 50s, we actually had a brothel, which is now, you know, a pretty popular restaurant downtown. So I'll do a little can-can girl and put that one in town on Main Street someplace. So, but there's a lot of different things that we can do. For the Mark Twain, there's actually a, you know how Albert Einstein has that famous picture where he's sticking his tongue out? It looks a lot like Mark Twain. So you put the tongue in his mouth and you put a cigar in his pocket and, whoa, there he's Mark Twain. We have a lot of famous people that are from here that people don't realize. So I'm not going to be short of subject matter, that's for sure.
And is this something that you're just doing on your own time as a volunteer art project? Has the city council laid out a timeline that they need these completed by? Or?
Yeah, no, they're pretty easy. I mean, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks, 5 blocks actually, one direction, and then like 6 or 7 blocks the other direction. So I've got quite a few to work on. And then I'll eventually move to the main streets that lead to downtown Hannibal. So kind of what the tourists will be seeing.
And how long have you been thinking about doing this? When did you first get, inspired to start this project?
Several years. You know, you just have to, and we're redoing all the streets and the sidewalks. So this just kind of makes it nice. It takes away from a little bit of the construction on Main Street. So you can kind of look at some of the other things instead. So if everybody just did a little bit, every town would be just a little bit nicer. And if you have a really nice fire hydrant on your corner, I think people are going to care a little bit more about their lot or their corner or their street because they know that people are coming to look at these. So they want to make sure that their block or their little section there looks nice.
You made an interesting point there that a community, a town, is a collection of individuals, and it sounds like you're trying to really promote the individualism down to the individual fire hydrant.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of fun. You can do this anywhere. I mean, I'm getting a lot of comments from people that say, oh, yeah, they do some of this down in the hill in St. Louis in some place, I believe, in, I don't know if it's Illinois or Indiana. Their whole town has them of one time period, of one era. So they've got all these different little figures. But it's just kind of fun. I mean, and we've got enough going on with the historical things in Hannibal, the voice of Jiminy Cricket, you know, that gentleman is from here. So it'll give a nice little history as people walk around and see all the different things. So, yeah, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And people honk and wave when you're painting them, and they're all excited and giving you thumbs up and say, hey, did you see the dog around the corner? And it's like, no, I'll have to go check it out. Really? Does it look cute? They go, yeah, it really does. And it's like, well, I'm the one that painted it. But that's what I'm finding is that people are really excited. And I just thought it'd be a cute little thing. I didn't know that it was going to be this much fun.
From a logistical perspective, how is the city going to be approaching repainting these in the future?
Well, I put a nice heavy clear coat on top, so it helps for the vandalism. But you know, I am taking sponsors from some of the one, like with the newspaper, you know, they want to be a sponsor for that to help me pay, because all this is coming out of my own pocket. So they want to help with some sponsorship so that when it is time to redo these in 3 years or something, that we can touch them up as need be. So, yeah, it's with even with me touching them up, it's a lot better than the shape that some of these fire hydrants are in now.